This is Pulse 2, Match Day Live.
A game of two halves, Stuart.
It was a game of two halves. What were these four cakes?
They were given to us by a lady beforehand, but your standing captain, Tony McMahon, is hobbling down there. Seeing as he's your leading goal scorer now this season, he can have a cake.
Yeah, what did you make of that? Because first half must have been frustrating for you, but completely different side second period. What do you put that down to?
Well, you know, listen, we knew how Coventry were going to come, and I've got to give them full credit. I thought they were excellent first half. But we've got a way like we like to play. But you sometimes, when after 10 or 15 minutes, if it's not working, you've got to change it, and the game management in the game's got to change. And that's what we try to emphasise at half time. For 15, 20 minutes, we're trying to play out from the back, and they're coming on top of us, and they're breaking it down, and they're getting attempts on our goal. We were sloppy. So sometimes then, even all right, we ain't got James Hansen, but we can still go in behind to Marsh or in behind to Jordan, stretch the game, and then play in their half. I just thought I was disappointed where we went about it the first half, or certainly the first 25 minutes. And then we got ourselves slightly back into the game. But the second half was just a credit to them. They were terrific. Obviously, the sending off changes it. Disappointed with the first half showing, but credit to them for turning around second half.
It's all about reactions, isn't it? When you get a bad performance in a game or a bad result, you want a reaction. Tony Mowbray said he wanted a reaction from his Coventry side. You got that reaction. Some managers would say it's all because of what I said to them at half time, but presumably there was no ranting or raving, just
no, it was what I said to half time. You're right, Chris. it wasn't the one, the case for ranting and raving, because it was just the way. I think we've got experienced players there, we should know a little bit better, and we'll all make mistakes, you know, and they won't get criticised for making mistakes, but it's trying to play in the right areas. And I thought we should have trying to get the call on from the dugout there to sort of change it around a little bit. But it was good to get them in at half time, and only at 1-0, because we just had to sort of tweak certain things and play in areas that we thought we could. I think after 25 minutes, even though they were, you know, they were dangerous, we started getting a little bit more territory and a little bit more playing just before half time. Clarkie plays Lawsy, and that's what we wanted from midfield, to get more bodies forward. But we always knew with the back three, how they're playing, the two midfields in front, very difficult to break them down. I've watched them three times this season, Coventry. You know, and they've only conceded one goal up till today. So when they go ahead, you know, they can be dangerous on the break. You know, obviously Reid showed what a good player he is today. The boy up front who gets a goal from Burnley on loan was terrific first half. We didn't deal with him well enough. So they're the negatives, but second half performance terrific.
When you talk about game management and some experienced players, you've got a lot of youngsters in there as well, haven't you? The likes of Josh Cullen, Daniel Devine, Jordi Hawula. You know, they're not going to know so much about that, because all they want to do is get out there and play football, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's when you look to like Romain, Maka, Meza. You know, the more Nicky Law, the more experienced ones in there, to sort of say, right, this is how we need to turn it round a little bit. But you know, we learn, as long as we learn from it. You know, in the second half they showed that they learned, and you know, there was a lot of pleasing again performance. I thought Billy Clark's second half was terrific. You know, and it just, the only thing I lacked was a goal. You know, he did really well, and Marsh has been threatening that. He's had chances in every game we've played, and we were giving him a little bit of stick yesterday about, is there any chance he's going to hit the target one of his attempts? And you know, what a dream finish that was. So, but the downside is, you know, Maka going off, which he gets a bang from reading in the challenge and gets a dead leg, and whether he's had a little bleed in his muscle, and then when he's gone across the ball, I think that could be a long one, unfortunately. That looks like a deep thigh strain at this moment in time.
Two penalties came at the right time. The first one, put them away. Well, both penalties for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first one, as we talk about Billy, Billy likes to come in at little pockets and little holes, as does Jordy sometimes. But when you're playing in three centre-halves, we sometimes need to go beyond. And it was a great ball, and Clarkie gets in behind, just, you know, mixing the game up, not being, you know, predictable. Because everyone knows Billy likes to come short, and he's good on it. But then he mixed it up, you know, and to be fair, the boy who's played there, Turnbull, you know, he's just come from Swindon, had not many games. We did say, you know, as the game goes, he will tire. And Clarkie's got in a great position. And I know the rules have changed by that, but it's a deliberate foul. He's deliberately fouled him, so there's no doubt it's a red card, and it's a penalty kick. And Josh's was, I think that was a Stormwalden as well,
Yeah, best start we've made to a campaign since 1997. 10 points on the board. Nobody's getting carried away, but it's good to get off to such a great start, isn't it?
Exactly, that's what it is. It's a start. It's, you know, I've known Emerson too well since over the last time when we had a really good start and we faded at the end. So, but it what it gives is a bit of belief and confidence, because it has been a big upheaval in the summer. There's no doubt, obviously, with Phil leaving and a lot of the staff going and, you know, a lot of the players moving on. So for the reaction we've had from the supporters and from the players and the staff, it's been great, and results help naturally. You're thinking at half time, we need to really, we'll see a bit of character in the side today, and we got that. So delighted with that. And I look in the dressing room and I see Nathan Clark and McArdle and Darby Hansen, you know, good pros there to come in and supplement the side. So yeah, it's, as I say, it's only a start, but I'd much rather have 10 points than no points, that's for sure.
Well, Stephen Darby, as you know, Stuart, was doing commentary with us today, and he was full of praise for the team. But just talking about Tony McMahon, he's saying it could be a long one. Obviously, Stephen Darby isn't ready to come back just yet either. So we've got, what, week and a half of the transfer window left yet. So
we won't be going for a right back.
No.
We've got our goal man, Danny Devine, who's outstanding everywhere you're playing. But I think, you know, we'll remember Macca's two penalty kicks, but what a fantastic tackle he gets on Kyle Reid in there just after half time when Reid is going through on goal, and he got back and got superb tackling. So, you know, Dabs is working really hard, and people think, oh, now McMahon's out, push Darby back quicker, but that won't be happening. We've got to make sure he's right. But yeah, we certainly won't be going in for a right back, that's for sure. But we're still hopeful, naturally, of adding one or two faces before the window closes.
Finally, this week you've got a clear midweek. I imagine that's going to be a big help to you. Big help to the players. 2 days off do they get this week after a 36? Go on.
They'll get a morning and an afternoon off.
I said he'd give them a day and a half off, didn't
I? Listen, the only, and obviously, trust me, the only benefit of being out of the cup is the fact that a lot of the lads have played a lot of football, a lot of minutes. We haven't been refreshing it up. So they'll we'll get Sunday, Monday off, and then we'll be mad day Tuesday, and if they're lucky they might get Wednesday off. But I just saw the result there. Oldham got a terrific result at Bury, you know, they went and won 1-0 there today. So we know next Saturday again, you know, every team will bring their own challenges, and it's how we can cope with that and get over them. But we'll have a rest up this week and really look forward to next Saturday.